was from the transcendental lattice of that K3, cross a tensor H1 of E. So that is essentially you take LH times LG. Now this is of course weighted 2 again, which comes from the elliptic curve, but here we have a transcendental lattice of a K3, so that is something which comes from that. And of course here that's also sort of geometrically quite clear where that contribution comes from. Okay, thank you. I've run over time a little bit. Thank you very much for your attention.
Yeah, I have a remark this last example and I consider this is the example where something called Arakerov-Yau inequality comes. And that's why that implies modularity, that's a big difference.
What happens is, I mean, you can find them quite easily. You work in some chart of your time, right? And then it's something like just setting two coordinates equal, yeah? And what it is, it's this product blown up in a few points. But this doesn't matter for the H3. Okay, very explicit. And that's also how we manage to actually compute the intersection. I mean, we really sort of do it geometrically.
It looks like in the example, you're sort of really reducing it to the Z, which could be say, one, probably in 2 and 3, is also two-dimensional.
Right.
Are there any examples known where the
Galois representation came out of. I wish. Well, there is, of course, I mean, there is sort of that in that sense. Yeah. The quantum is caught. But of course, yeah. That's a Hilbert modular for me. It's a fourth dimension. Yeah. Not over Q, that's over a number field. It's over Q squared of 5, I think, yeah. But of course, I mean, I wish I knew something where it doesn't break up. But how do you, I mean, there's no way. I mean, of course, what saves us here is eventually, again, how things with me. I mean, but otherwise, it's extremely hard to prove it. Well, you sort of, that's funny. I mean, the first played around with the functions, yeah? I mean, that there must be something, yeah? There must be a geometric explanation. So we found our surfaces.
Are there any specific non-rigid ones where it's not, I mean,
there's
supposed to be true, where it's not non-rigid modular? Oh, yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, I think we discussed that yesterday. And you wouldn't be No, you wouldn't even expect it. You wouldn't expect it, yeah? You wouldn't expect it. I mean, no, you do not expect it. I mean, there are these numerical examples of Helenus, yeah? Very, very much looks as if you're transcendental. And as Duke said yesterday, when we talked about it, I mean, if you have that rigid Calabi-Yau, there's a great third form. Yeah? Now, if you have an elliptic curve over Q, which might be the, is the intermediate Jacobian, yeah? There is a weight 2 motif floating around. Yeah? And that doesn't fit together. I mean, it only fits in very special situations when you have complex multiplication or something. Yeah? But in general, you sort of almost can show that way that you do not expect it to be over Q. And no over a number field. No. I think
even
no.
Yeah, so the statistic formula is one of them from the one parameter family of A4 family, A3 family.
With the rigid ones, the one is the S1 of 6, yeah. And I think it's that is yours. I mean, birationally. So birationally, it's the one actually we saw in the last lecture, isn't it? Yeah. Double cover. Yeah, that's right. I mean, in the last lecture we had a family of K3s. Take a double cover. Yeah, and then it's birationally the first example, which was in the Blackfoot.
So that's the
14 multiple 1 1 1 1 thing. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. And that's the Bartmeier to Klumpig and all the rest of it. Yeah.
Maybe this comment, which I
saw when we
discussed about 5 years ago,
was
that just your question. So there is coming from a completely different direction. There are these very hard results in four-dimensional color representation in modular under some extremely hard technical conditions. But these are impossible to check.
I can't remember. Yes, we did discuss it. Yeah, there is it's somebody from Paris, yeah. And I. Okay, that doesn't make it unique. I can't do it. No. There is a result, but as far as I can see, I mean, at least I personally, I have no way of checking the hypothesis in geometric, of that theorem in a geometric context. Oh, there's somebody, I mean, here what I haven't really mentioned, but what's always in the background, are Galois representations. I sort of cut out the Galois representations. There's one result that under certain quite strong assumptions, yeah, three-dimensional irreducible Galois representations are modular.
I have a question about the difference rigid example,
yeah.
1119, to the same level. Did you compute the lattice?
Yes, LMF knows it numerically. But the intermediate, do you know the lattice of the intermediate Jacobian for the second example? I mean, it's doable. I mean, it's
yeah.
I mean, we can sort of relate it to a further product, and then I think your method should work. But so, in principle, I think that is doable. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. So if you do these things with K3 surfaces,
yeah. Okay.
There is the ones that become more expensive.
Right.
And according to Shuri Moser, they are very special kind.
Right.
And that will show up in their L functions.
Right.
And the sort of complex modification visible in the L functions.
Right.
Is there some pattern visible in these L functions?
I do not know.
I don't think sure that the result of the complex multiplication result is not good.
And Schroeder has a riff. That, of course, is over a number field, and then he has some personal character associated to it. There's also another result by Livni, which says that if the K3 is singular in the sense of maximum of the car, defined as a Q, yeah, then the motif is modular. That's a paper by Livni.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a more on two-dimensional Galois representation argument.
We thank the speaker again.